Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everyone, to an off-season edition of NBC Sports California's Raiders Insider Podcast. This week's feature interview is with fifth-round draft pick Markell Lee, a middle linebacker out of Wake Forest who plays a position of dire need for this Raiders defense. Now, incumbent starter Perry Riley remains on the open market, and Markell Lee was the first off-season addition made at middle linebacker, despite the fact that the Raiders need more talent in that particular spot. Now, there is a real possibility that Reggie McKenzie adds a veteran talent as we get closer to the regular season, but there is no doubt that Markell Lee will have an opportunity to compete and possibly start down the road, making an immediate impact as a rookie. Now, in talking to Markell, he has a really interesting backstory and a strong bond with his father that we get into in depth, not only in this podcast, but also in a longer feature that will be posted Friday morning on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. So hopefully you enjoy getting to know Markell Lee a little bit better and keep an eye on him as we move throughout the offseason program and into training camp, because they need this guy to perform well right away. He has all of the talent to be an impact player in this league. It's just a matter of how fast he can learn and how comfortable the coaches are with him playing middle linebacker, such an important position in this defense. Hey, Markell, what's the experience been like now that you've been here at the Raiders training complex? I'm sure they're trying to throw a bunch of scheme at you, and you're a middle linebacker. How are you processing it thus far?
I mean, Coach Sal has been doing a good job of taking us through it each and every day, you know, just picking up little by little, you know, from base to our major stuff. So, I mean, it's been a great experience, you know, learning from him and then being out there with an older guy that's been here before in Dwayne. So It's been a good I've been learning a lot, still trying to learn and get better, you know, each and every day.
Now, you can't really choose or dictate where you get drafted, but obviously since you got taken by the Raiders and you've probably done your homework on the scheme and this team and like where it's at, do you think that it's a good fit for what you like to do, and also the fact that they need a middle linebacker right away? You really have a chance here to come in and make an immediate impact.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it fits. I feel like I'm versatile in anything that I do, really, you know, on the field, and I feel like I can excel in this system, you know, just picking it up, you know, learning from the guys and learning from Coach Sal and Coach Norton, you know, it's been a good first experience.
Take me back to last weekend. Must have been. I can't imagine all the energy and excitement. Like, what was? Where did you experience Saturday? How did you get the call? Kind of give me the whole process. Like, how many people did you have around you?
I mean, it was kind of, that weekend was kind of a highs and low weekend, You know, just going into it, just having a high, like, oh, it drives up. And then not going to the last day. I mean, kind of before the Raiders picked me, I was at a little bit of low point, you know, just like, man, am I going to get drafted or whatever? And then once I got that call, I was stoked, you know, just to be a part of a great organization as the Raiders, you know, and actually to play for my dad's favorite team. So
wow, really?
Yeah. So he was more excited than I was. He was He started bawling and stuff. So I was like, dang, I never seen my dad cry like that.
Wow, so
That's
pretty great. So you're from Maryland, right?
Yeah, I'm from Maryland.
So how did your dad?
He's from LA.
Actually, oh, really? Yeah, okay, so that's kind of where it stems from. So he must have been thrilled. Like, you know, you were saying that you're at a low every time somebody comes on the clock who needs a linebacker. I'm sure you're thinking, do I fit here?
Definitely.
So what's that roller coaster like? And then when you finally get off of it, you finally see your name come across on ESPN or NFL Network, and you are a professional football player. That must be a great feeling. I mean,
it was a great feeling, you know. I just had to keep reminding myself that it doesn't really matter where you get picked, that you still got to come in and earn your spot once you get to that place, you know. Nothing's ever given to you, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter where you get picked, just as long as they give me opportunity. I was going to be sure I was going to take advantage of it.
Do you feel like are you walking into this experience with the confidence that, hey, I know I'm going to work hard. I know I have the talent. I can play right away. I can do this. Is that kind of what you're trying to prove to these coaches?
Just coming in, I'm trying to prove that I can learn the system, you know, starting off day one, you know, just trying to learn everything, learn how the Raiders do things the right way, you know. Not necessarily coming in and try to have the confidence. I mean, I have confidence in myself that I can play in this league, you know. But just learning from the get-go and then taking it from there each day at a time, you know, it's a puzzle piece that you have to build, you know.
Tell me how you ended up at Wake Forest.
So I only had one offer coming out. I had a Maryland offer, and it was my senior year, and I tried to commit to Maryland, but they had too many linebackers. So
really?
I just played my senior season just like trying to get a D1 offer. I was determined to go D1. And Wake Forest, they recruited me in the summer, but they didn't offer me. And then midway through the season, my senior season, I got the offer, and I committed right away. So.
You're telling me you had one offer heading into your senior year?
One D1 offer.
Wow. And so what was your reaction to that? Did that motivate you somewhat, given that you had a quest to be a D1 guy?
Yeah, definitely, like, chip on my shoulder. I always had that chip, you know, just being that – man, having that one offer coming from a small town, small school in my high school, and then going to a small town, small school at Wake Forest, you know, carrying that chip along the way, just – not giving the respect that we deserve, you know. Just keeping that chip on my shoulder and trying to show everybody that I'm meant to be where I'm at.
So in high school, it sounds like you played at a smaller school, town. Kind of like give me some background there.
From Waldorf, Maryland. Uh-huh. You know, I went to Westlake High School. It's in the SMAC conference. You know, just as small as 3,000 kids go to the school. Not many people come out of there. Only like two or three. I think we had one other pro that we had, Randy Starks, and then we got a guy in the CFL right now, Sean Lemon. But just being determined to come from my town and be a part of that 1%. My coach has always talked about the 1%, like only 1% of you guys are going to ever make it to the NFL, and I'm trying to be that 1%.
Yeah, it's a tough road, you know, but to finally get here, you know. Really must be great. I was reading a story from after your junior year at Wake Forest, and you said that your performance in 2015, I think you had triple digit tackles maybe, and you said it was subpar. Why did you think your 2015 was subpar, and how do you feel like you grew in 2016?
I just felt like I was pressing a lot, you know, just trying to rush my time. Mm-hmm. Of like going, trying to get to the NFL after my junior season. I was kind of on this road where I thought I wanted to leave early. And that season I just kept on pressing, trying to chase the last game if I didn't get the production that I wanted or things like that. So that's why I said it was subpar. And I didn't play pretty much as a team player that year. And then 2016, my coaches, we lost our linebacker to the NFL, Brandon Chubb. And I had to come back, make a decision that, like, I want to finish what I started, you know, and be that leader, you know, that I always know I knew I could be, and then help my team to go to a bowl game because I hadn't been in a bowl game ever since I've been there, and none of my teammates had. So, I mean, that was really a major part of me coming back and going through my 2016 campaign and just having the maturity, you know, just maturing that year and that summer, my body, my mind, them and the playbook, you know, just learning a lot from Coach Mike Elko, my defensive coordinator, just sitting down watching the film with him constantly trying to get it down for the next year.
Do you think that it was kind of a transformative period? Because, as you said, at your spot, there was leadership already there. And then they leave, and now it's all on your shoulders, where you have to take on more responsibility without playing outside of your defense or outside of yourself. Do you really feel like you grew up a lot over the last 12 months there and kind of put yourself in the type of position to be where you are now?
Yeah, I definitely think I grew up a lot this past 2016 season, with the help of my coaches, and my teammates, them having the respect and the respect for me to lead them, into games and into the season. It made me realize I need to take reign of this team and do my best to get us to a bowl game.
Playing middle linebacker, obviously it's a physical spot, but it's also a very cerebral position in terms of getting guys lined up and knowing the scheme and maybe calling plays and things like that. Is that an aspect of the game that you enjoy, that you feel like you thrive in?
Yes, past 2015 season, after the 2015 season, going to the 2016 season, I felt like that was something I needed to grasp and just take reign on, just being a student of the game and learning about the game that I love. If I say I love it, I need to learn it, and be in it, know the ins and outs of what I do every day. So,
I think in this defense, especially the Will and Mike backers are asked to cover a lot of ground, and you're known as a good box player and things like that. Do you feel like in coverage, do you feel like this scheme can suit you as well, being that sideline to sideline type of guy?
Yeah, I feel like, I have good coverage skills. That's one of my focuses I worked on this offseason, just showing that I can cover, and coming into the camp, trying to show these coaches that this is something I can do and I'm versatile in any aspect of the game that they want me to play in.
So your dad was a Raider fan.
Yes.
Did he try to make you into one despite the fact that you're in Redskins country?
Yeah, when I was little, real little, I grew up in Maryland, but I lived in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
And my dad was in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
So we moved a lot, a little bit. So when I was real young, he tried to make me a Raiders fan and things like that. And I actually have my mom has this picture of me in this Raiders outfit, football outfit.
Really?
It's like a helmet, shoulder pads, pants. When I was it's my second birthday,
Wow.
And it was just wow, it really happened, mm-hmm. from that time there, and I'm wearing the Raiders jersey now. So.
Yeah. What was that experience like, kind of bouncing around somewhat, military kids have to do that?
It was good. I had a lot of structure, with my mom. My mom helped me a lot, growing up. Once my dad retired, he was there, and he was a pretty strict guy. Pretty good structure in my house. So, I appreciate them, and I owe it all to them to be where I'm at right now, really, and the dear Lord.
Has it been a whirlwind the last week? I'm sure there's been a bunch of congrats and well wishes. Then you get out here and they're going to shove as much scheme down your throat as humanly possible. And then OTAs, it seems like maybe in your second year you get that real off season, but you've been prepping for the draft and the combine and your pro day. Yeah. And now you're here and then you're going to go all the way through January.
I think it's a mindset thing that you had to prepare yourself. I've been telling myself that. And my dad has been coaching me on these things. We have to come in. This is not regular college where you have a spring ball and then you have an all-season program, mm-hmm. Just preparing your mental of what's about to happen and what do you have to do. It doesn't compare to having to go out there and do it, But I'm here now and I'm learning and I'm trying to do my best.
That's awesome. Markel Lee, fifth-round draft pick from Wake Forest, now a Raiders middle linebacker. Sir, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who downloaded and listened to this episode of NBC Sports California's Raiders Insider Podcast. And a very special thank you to Markel Lee for taking the time out to speak with us and to really give Raiders fans insight into what makes him tick and how he evolved as a football player. And now that you've listened to this podcast, please log on to NBCSportsCalifornia.com and read the accompanying feature, which really details a strong bond between father and son that really explains how Markel Lee and his father, Corey, grew and evolved his game and how important his father's influence and guidance was on a football career that has now entered the professional stage. So if you like this podcast, there's going to be more to come this offseason as we head closer to training camp, which starts in later July. So please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and we'll be sure to give you another good episode coming up real soon.
The Raiders Insider Podcast.